Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov. We continue cooking, literally, with Bishul, in the second component of it. So, last week, we started defining what Bishul is, and just as a quick summary. So, excuse me, we saw that the Rambam defined cooking with food, dye, or water, all those, or heating up water, all those things are considered bishul. We saw the Prima Gadim who said it's the heating of the water or food, but only to enhance those items. Meaning, if something is edible in its raw state, let's use an apple as an example. Yeah, an apple's a good, is right? And that's, cook an apple in its raw state is fine. A cooked state is nice, hence the term baked apple. We're really called cooked apple, right, usually? Because I guess if you cook an apple, it'd be pretty gross. Because cooking, usually there's like water. What?
Big apple, right?
Anyways, but there would not be an Isser Torah, according to Prima Gadim, when the item is edible in its raw state. Obviously, this is the Rabbanan. The Shaar Tzion, though, argues that heating water is like cooking food. That's a chiddush of water. But he did argue, and he said, we learned from here that it's asur min haTorah to cook water or food if it's edible, even if it's raw state, because you are enhancing, you're changing something. And we even saw there's cooking that applies to non-food items like metal, either melting metal or heating metal. Any type of change to metal is going to be usur, even though, you know, you cook metal, it goes back, you heat it up, eventually I guess it hardens on its own, maybe after a while, not sure. But either way, it would be it'd be usur to do. We saw it with Zephes, we saw it with Tar. And we start with a yatid. That guy puts a little peg, throws in the oven, heats it up to toughen it up. All those things would be an issur d'oraita of bishul. I mean, spoke about bishul, spoke about ofe. Also, in terms of, I didn't mention it. Most assume that ofe and bishul are both avos, although there are those who say that that it might be a talada. That's hard to imagine. Regardless, the majority of poskim say that both cooking and baking are avos melachos, and they'll obviously be deraisas, because even talados are deraisas, as we said before. Okay, today, what I want to do today, I want to continue on this topic. It is not easy trying to take bishul, which is a ginormic topic, and try to break it down and trying to find makaros, you know what I mean, to break it down carefully. I think our next stage, which builds on last week and also pushes us forward, is that Mishnah. So open up, please, to the Mishnah, which is on Daf Kuf Mem Hey. Okay. You will see a Mishnah towards the top of the page. Here we go. Kol Sheba B'chamin. Mi'erev Shabbos. So if anything, and you'll see, what does anything mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, kol sheba b'chamin, anything that's placed in heat, Rashi says, klamar shenit bashel, i.e. it's already been cooked. So you've done this on Erev Shabbos, meaning on Friday, what do? You throw this item in, and you're cooking it. Shorin oto b'chamin b'Shabbos. You'd also be permitted in order to, you throw it back in, right? Probably you throw it back in, also the heat, on Shabbos day. Now, where are you doing with it? Something heated, something cooked, on Shabbos. We call shalom baba chamin mi'er Shabbos. And if it was not placed in this, if it was not heated up on Erev Shabbos, medicha noso b'chamin b'Shabbos, you could be allowed to, I guess, wash it. Wash it on Shabbos. Rashi is very clear. What?
You're warming it up.
Exactly. You're not cooking it. That's what Rashi says here. Zeu bishulah avalo shorin. Right? Some mini type of... I actually don't want to deal with this at all, because actually this is with another issue. Except for Maliach, Hayashan. Okay, that is the first half of the Mishnah. For our intents and purpose, I want to just focus on today. So the Mishnah here tells us a halacha that anything that was already placed in heat before Shabbos, shorin aso b'chamin b'Shabbos. Now, what exactly is the, what is this teaching us? This is teaching us that something which is already cooked, what am I allowed to do? Something which is already cooked, I'm allowed to look at the Mordechai. Bishol achar bishol. This, the Mordechai says, is the source for something which is cooked. What are you allowed to do on Shabbos?
Cook it again.
Cook it again, because it's not cooking. Right? So I guess we call that word reheating. So when you reheat something, even in English, we use different terminologies, right? We use a different terminology. We use the word reheating. No one would ever say with chicken that you're re-cooking chicken. No, your chicken was cooked on Friday, so you're...
It's like the sauce congeals and...
That is going to be a whole... we can't even get there yet, because it's going to be, you know, what's the definition of... So you're already making an assumption. You're already a Talmud Chacham. You know, this is doing to not so simple, right? So once we have to go so slow here, because if we jump two steps, then it's gonna, yeah, we're gonna like get all, we're gonna lose our bearings. So, but good. We'll touch on that a little bit today. So again, says the Mordechai, this is the source for Bishul Achar Bishul. Now, listen to the language. So again, what do we see in Rashi? Rashi says two things that are important. One is Klomar Shenit Bashel, that is already cooked. Next, Shorin Oto B'Chamin. What's the reason why you want to throw it into this? By the way, chamin generally is assumed to mean what? What's chamin?
Nonchalant.
Right, nonchalant. What's chamin?
Hot water.
Hot water, okay? That's going to be important. That is going to be important.
Yeah,
what?
In Hebrew today, is chamin is chalant.
So right. Isn't it chamamin?
No, I think it's chamin.
It's chamin?
Chamin. Yeah, within that, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was chamin. I thought it was two members. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's a Sephardi thing. Or I just made it up right now. So, the mission tells us that placing something which is cooked in water. Now, this could be a very limited. What would be the minimalist and what would be the maximalist? Right? So again, Rashi says, by the way, what's the reason why you want to throw it into water? Rashi seems to tell us the reason. Rashi says, what do you want to do with it? Kedei shiyeh namlach. What does that mean?
Safi.
You want to safi it. You want to mush it up. So let's go through our case. So if I have, let me come up with an example here. Let's say I have a potato that's been cooked. So we call that a baked potato. And I take my baked potato, it's fully baked, and I want to throw it in hot water on Shabbos. Why? It'll loosen up even more. I had a surgery, I put it in the fridge, and now it's a little tougher. Okay, you're already, you know, so, and now you're putting it into this hot water. You want to heat it up a little bit, you want to soften it a little bit, right? Very good, because it got hard. Put it in the fridge or Shabbos. Although they didn't have any fridges in those days. But okay, it's fine.
And specifically putting in hot water.
How much can we maneuver here? Right, how much do we take this as limited? And how much can we extrapolate and make this a much more expansive deal? So we have two ways to focus. I could focus on my item, and I could also focus on the medium. What do I mean? So here's my potato. Now, when we look at Rashi, Rashi said, what's the status of this potato? It's cooked. Now, our antennas have to go up. Because when we say something is cooked, what does that mean? What's cooked? What's the definition of cooking? Okay, so food is cooked. That already... Oh, it didn't. I thought it kills the recording. Okay, excellent.
Is that on the recording?
I don't know. It probably pauses it, right? Mm-hmm. Now,
it's finished state. That's the finished
state. Okay, so what Natan is saying is it's finished state. What does finished state mean?
The man lost time. That's at the end of the Mishnah.
So is that cooking? What percentage of potato is cooked?
Would you still want to cook it more for the sake of being cooked? Depends what kind of potato is made. What was that?
Can you eat raw potato?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
You're pretty gross. Do you eat raw potatoes?
No. You can't. No.
You can. Let me tell you, your mother serves raw potatoes on Shabbos, this is a revolt.
So when we say edible, do we mean it, like, can be eaten without dying, so or can
define,
be eaten
and tasted? How do we define cooking in halakhic terminology?
Because you can eat a lot of
So would that also differ based on, like, regions? And, like, let's say some areas that would eat things.
Okay, very good. Who was the guy, have you ever heard this terminology before? Who's the guy who, shall we say, didn't need to eat things fully cooked? He was a bandit. His name was Drusai, Ben Drusai. So, interesting. Machal Ben Drusai means this Drusai bandit dude was on the run. If you're on the run and you're a bandit, you don't have time. You're not a fine schmacker. You don't have time to be a fine schmacker and wait for your whole potato to be cooked. So, it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the definition of Machal Ben Drusai? Rambam? Chetzi. Rashi? Shlish Bishulam. Okay, now, here's my question. What's the status of this potato? So Rashi says, look at the language of Rashi, Klomar Shenit Bashel. So, is this a, again, our antennas have to go up when we see the word Bishel. Does that mean it's fully cooked? Does that mean it's a third cooked? What is Shenit Bashel? Because... So, do you understand what I'm saying? So we have minimal thin and maximal. If you want to tell me what, it's 100% fully cooked, and then I can throw it into water. So now I have two things. I want to know what's this. I have the item, that's this potato.
So is this potato? Yeah. If Rashi's saying it's Shani Bashel, and like, we're going to make it seem as if the way he defines it is not based on the medium, but it's based on the actual item.
Okay, so Rashi seems to be focused on this potato is cooked. Now, what is the, what's it called? What's the default setting of Rashi? Rashi says, Shenit Bashel. Does that mean, I'll use another expression, Shenit Bashel, Kol Tzarko, fully? Or Shenit Bashel, that is cooked, which could be Machal Ben Drusai. That's not going to be so simple. Now, the other thing is the medium. So what's the example that our Mishnah gives? The medium is hot water. Question. Is that a minimalist? Is it this and only this? Or no? Go back to last week. No, it's anything that's hot. We will have to deal with heat sources. We'll get there eventually. We touched on it, I think, last week a little bit about heat sources and what constitutes cooking. Right? I think we touched on it last week, right? The sun, and we'll deal with that. We'll get there eventually. But what we need to understand is when the Mishnah uses water, is it just water, or can I extrapolate? Yeah, just an example. But anything would also be sufficient. Okay? So those are the two areas that we have to have our antenna. This Mordechai is going to assist us. Look at Mordechai. Bishachar Bishal. Vimkin. Now listen to this language. Kol davar shenit bashel kol tzarko. The Mordechai wants what? Fully cooked. See this? Mutar lazero likli rishon lihischamim o litno eitzel ha'esh. I'd be allowed to put it where? In a kli rishon to heat up? Or to put it next to the fire? Upeirush ko shaba bechamim. Oh wow! Look what the Mordechai's quoting. Our Mishnah. What a coincidence! Right? Okay. So, how is the Mordechai understanding our Mishnah?
What is Mordechai? Who is Mordechai?
Oh, Mordechai, like when did he live?
I don't know.
The Crusades.
Yeah, 13 something.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah, in the Crusades.
Mordechai.
He's like an
Amher. No, Mordechai when lived. The problem with Mordechai when lived is that you're going to get Mordechai Yehudi probably, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I couldn't find it on the ship.
Yeah.
Is he in the back, or does he have his own book?
He's in the back. He was born around 1240, and...
Oh, I said 1300, so yeah. Before.
And he was Nevogel Kedesh Hashem in Nuremberg in Germany in 1298.
1298, okay. So he didn't quite make it to 1300. Okay. Right, so he's, He's continuous. He's like post Paleotocene.
He was contemporaneous with the rush.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So, with that, the Mordechai is being very helpful for us, and he's telling us, listen, I want to look at this potato as, and this is very important, fully cooked, and looking at the water as, just an example. You follow? You follow why that's right? Okay. Now, here's another thing. Let's continue. Look at what Rash, that's what the Mordechai says. Shorin do b'chamin b'kli rishon. So wait a second. Don't think for a second this is on the fire. You follow? This is you're not putting this item, you're not putting this potato on the fire. It's not all made al hat. And if, excuse me, and if it wasn't, where was I? Now, if Shaloba Bachamin Fenet Shabbos, if it wasn't sitting there in this hot, if it wasn't cooked beforehand, I could rinse it Bakli Rishon. Okay, fine. Except for these types of fish, I don't want to get into that at all. That's one more line I wanted to see here. Oh. Oh, now, if you want to go down, we'll just mention it, because I'll mention it. Go down, please, four lines. Four lines. One, two, three. The fifth line, Va'afalpi, towards the end of the line, Va'afalpi she'in b'shul achar b'shul. We know there's no b'shul achar b'shul. Mikom yesh b'shul achar fia, v'tzliya. There is b'shul after a fia v'tzliya, which is why you're not allowed to dip your bread in your soup, because your bread is baked, and you're not allowed to dip it. You're not allowed to dip your bread in your soup on Shabbos, right? What?
Depends how many
pleas
of any
time. Right, but the general prevailing is not you shouldn't do it. So, okay, fine.
But you
can't do that.
I
mean,
just said you could, right?
I think it depends how long the
window thing is.
Is it like the main suit
thing
or the bowl? Like the
bowl suit? What? So since there's a fia charbishol, you shouldn't dip your soup in. You shouldn't dip your bread in soup.
I've heard that. The soup's already a cliche in there.
That's very sad to find that out.
No, not necessarily, because you're shafia charbishol.
It's just one of those things where it's like, that's something I have to stop doing.
This is actually being like a fia and bishol.
I heard that that's only if the soup came from the clear rishon.
Yeah, I mean, is it all soup from a clear rishon?
No, because in like Hawaii, where they're like, if you're like at a catered
right,
event.
Right, so when you ladle it though, I mean, you can't ladle it on the fire. You have to ladle it off the fire. That's it doesn't matter, because the ladle is going into the soup, which was just omer agabeish, which was super hot. So it could be that your ladle does not turn into a kli sheni, because it was inside the soup.
It's only just coming directly from the fire.
So we hold ladle, the general prevailing things that a ladle might not be considered, will not change the kli, because it's going in the soup, which was just omer agabeish. So it might not be considered a change of kli. Because Kli Rishon Omer that was Omer al Gabei Eish might make the ladle also considered a Kli Rishon. So,
what I'm saying is like in like camp, for example, where they have like a massive pot and then they put it into small pots to distribute and then it goes into your bowl.
Right. So, yeah, I still wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't do it. Better for chinuch purposes for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, okay, fine. Let's go on. Okay, that's why, if you want, go to that third last line from the bottom. Hilcha, chizar adam shalaliten pat afui, af bikli sheni. Malcolm judged the light. So here's the key. If your soup is cooled off, then you'd be allowed to do it. But if there's cold soup, that's another revolt that has my ass. If the soup is cold, if raw potatoes would cause a revolt, not hot soup would cause a revolt. Who would do the revolt? Me. Talking to my kids, right? I like my soup hot. Who doesn't like the soup hot? Who needs cold soup? We live in Toronto. Cold soup is good for maybe July. Right? But not for winter. You need hot soup. So that's what he says here. So he says, even here, he says, but be very careful. You can't put bread, which is baked. I mean, to me, the word pot of, I don't understand why he says pot of fouet. It's supposed to pot, what, not a fouet? I don't, I'm not sure why he says that. But whatever it is, baked bread, even in a cliche, any, but magam shetzalatbo. Vagam mitzle, even if it's just roasted. So your roasted chicken, you can't, I don't know, dip bread. I don't know how you do that exactly. You wouldn't be allowed, if you have roasted, if you have barbecued chicken, which is, you know, roasted chicken, then you wouldn't be allowed to dip bread on your chicken. Your chicken's usually not that hot, right? Usually by the time it gets to your plate, it's probably cooled off, so. Anyways, okay. You wouldn't be allowed to take food that's raw and put it next to something which is very hot. Right? Because you're not, meaning in theory, we know this, you could take raw chicken. I mean, I wouldn't do it health-wise, but in theory you could do it. You take a piece of raw chicken, put it next to something which is very hot, it would cook it, cook the outside of it, right? So, think about like a hoplach, right? If you take a piece of raw chicken, put it next to the hoplach, or a potato, raw potato next to the hoplach, right? It would definitely cook the outside of it, okay? So, you have to remember that we were much more finicky in terms of our eating habits than they were in those days. Those days, they had food, they were happy. You know what I mean? So, the outside is cooked, the inside is raw, they ate it, you know? Also, remember that they didn't really eat chicken. Chicken was not that common. Indeed, they were eating meat. So we know that you can eat raw meat, right? Raw meat doesn't need to be cooked. That's called rare steak. That's what they call it, right? So, the opposite. Only Jews eat cooked, fully disgusting cooked pieces of meat, right? You know, a Jew goes to a restaurant and they cut open the steak and there's a bit of pink in there that they scream. That's alive, right? Jews like the meat dead and they had to kill the meat twice. So, but apparently that whatever. I'm guilty. It's chatani miskaryom. I like it that way too. Okay. Apparently, you go to real you go to a real treif steakhouse and you tell them you want it. You know, well done. They'll like leave. They say leave, and they'll give a tip even because they don't care about business. They don't need your money. It's a kosher restaurant. If you want, they'll give you. Even though but medium rare is better, and I can't do it. But okay. Fine. Let's go, please, to the... Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch actually codifies this, the halacha. And that's what I want to... So again, from the Mordechai is so obvious that this is where the source of Bishul Achar Bishul comes from, and in fact, if we take a look together at the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to quote it as well. So here we go. Tavshel, that's the next source. Tavshel Shini Bashel Kotzarko, again, fully cooked. Yishbo Mishum Bishel. There is Bishel. Imnit Stanin. Wow, look at this. Comes on Shulchan Aruch and says something. He says, wait a second. Even an item which is fully cooked, there might be Bishel if it's cooled off. What? Cooled off? Didn't we just say that we want to take our potato and heat it up again? That Elon said was in the fridge? What's going on here? You can't put your potato and heat it up again? I thought we could. V'yeshorim davka imitztamek v'yafelo. There are those who say no. What is mitztamek v'yafelo? What is mitztamek v'yafelo? You know what that means? Mitztamek means? Mitztamek v'yafelo means that what's happened is if it's that it's become it's cooled off, and what do you want to do with it? Mitztamek v'yafelo. You want to heat it up now, so it's become cooled off. Mitztamek v'yafelo means you want to heat it up because you want to improve it. You want to make it better. V'lo nidbashel kotzarko. So says the Ramah. That's not the Ramah. No, it is a Ramah. Ramah clarifies Shulchan Aruch and says, no. When are you not allowed to reheat the food? Only if it's not fully cooked. So what do you want to do? Mitzamek v'yafala. You want to reheat it. Heat it up again. Why? Because it's lo nitbasho kortzoko. Afilu nitbasho kemacho ben drusayi. Shayach lo bishol. Afilu boda rosayach. Even if this item is a third or half cooked, we'll say partially cooked for now, and it's rosayach, it's boiling. But as you know, you can take, and let's use, you can put a, when you put a potato in water, obviously, this is science 101, what is the last part of the potato to be cooked? Yeah. The inside, just like with meat. You cook meat, it's the outside, medium rare. So medium rare means that the outside is done, and the inside is still rare.
Yeah.
Right? Because the inside obviously gets here first. That's science, right? The fire hits the outside, eventually gets in much a little bit later. So if that's true, let's say you look from the outside, this looks cooked. From the naked eye, it looks fully cooked. Right? It can be boiling hot. Boiling hot. The potato, the meat, it doesn't matter. Boiling hot. Super hot. No. And you'd eat it. In fact, it's medium rare. It's the best steak possible. And you, what do you want to do? You want to reheat it on Shabbos. Usher. Wow. Why? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Afilu ben rosayach. Why? Because in those cases, there's bishul achar bishul. Because there's still, it's only a third. There's still two thirds to cook. It's only half cooked. There's still half to be cooked.
So that's a bit of a chiddush, though. I mean, at least, especially with regards to meat, because you're saying
right. So that has to be edible. The potato is probably better, right? So let's take the potato, because the meat, you're right. The meat potentially could be totally fully okay, unless the person would never eat it that way.
Okay,
so okay. Let's stick to potatoes. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, fine. Betav shosh yesh bo marak. Or if there's a little bit of the soupy stuff there. Okay. Let's go on. Aval. This, look at the underlined section. Davar shenit bashel kvar. And listen to the language. Vehu yavesh, and it's dry. Mutar l'shorto b'chamin b'shabes. And now, what is clearly, is he referring to? Our Mishnah. Softening up. That's our Mishnah. Okay? So Shulchan Aruch now, and here's something fascinating. What word is he adding that we haven't seen yet? He didn't make it up. He got it from somewhere else. Yavesh. Where did you get Yavesh from? We don't see Yavesh in the Mishnah. Again, now, go to Rashi. I see the word cooked. Now, there is maybe a reference to Yavesh. Maybe. Because Rashi does say, what's the reason why I want to put this item in the water? I want to soften it. I want to mushy it. So generally speaking, that's assuming that it was a solid, right? You don't soften anything. So you could argue, no, maybe this is what Rashi's saying, that it has to be solid. Right, you see that dig in Rashi? Okay? Maybe. Fine. You would not be allowed to place it into shuring means soak. You're not allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos if it wasn't cooked. Okay. Mishnah Bura. Yavesh. Ratzir Lamar Shariku Hamarak Mimen. What do you want to do? Again, you want to soften, you want to turn it into soupy, you want to turn it into Barak here is an offer to soup, referring to soft. What's a better word for soft? Like mashing it. Oh, that's a better word to use. Okay? Like mashed potatoes.
Does it not change the state, though?
So, potatoes and mashed potatoes are probably the same state. Does it change the state? Yeah, not so sure. Okay. And again, Tosfot HaRosh. Kol Sheba B'chamim Be'er Shabbos, Shorin Tov B'chamim Shabbos, Perish Rashi, Shorin Tov B'Zman Rubeh. By the way, this is not you're not putting in this hot water for a second to bring it for a long time. Mishum dizman muat milta d'pshita. It's just for a little bit. What's the problem? V'lo eats the richlam yinei kevon dekvar nidbash shon b'shoch har bishol. So, are you ready for this? Tosfot HaRosh says it's so obvious that there's no b'shoch har bishol that can't be the chiddush of the Mishnah, because it's so obvious that's mutter. So he says, what's the chiddush? So again, we see, we want to imply, based on Mordechai, that what the chiddush of Mishnah is, oh, this is the source for in Bishlach or Bishlach. This is the source, right? Says Tosafot Rosh, no, that's so obvious in Bishlach or Bishlach. I'll tell you what the chiddush of Mishnah is. The chiddush of Mishnah is more than that. That what? Putting it for Zaman Merubah, putting your potato in this water for a very long period of time, the Kevan Dimitakinhu, because now you're taking mashed potatoes. You might think it's a, right? Elam was saying this, right? That by taking a hard potato and making it into the soft, you're having it sit there for a very long period of time. You're almost changing its state or consistency. That you might think is usher to do on Shabbos. Says the Chesed Mishnah is, it's mutter. The Mitakin are you Deshruya Zu. Maybe that's Gevar Malacha. Right? Maybe that's a Gemara Malacha, because you're going, so, you know, you're mashing. How can you mash potatoes on Shabbos? It's also to do. Right? I mean, we spoke about mashing, right? We spoke about that in the past. So maybe it's also to do. The answer is, that's a Chiddush of the Mishnah. That since it's being done, you're not doing it. The water's doing it. Yeah, you put it there, okay. But the water's doing it. That doesn't matter. It appears to be that it's fine. The Chai Bai B'Gemara K'gon Ma is a Devar Hushin Bashar Kvar, and again, has to be cooked. U'metakin Adi Shriya, and it gets even, you know, better, I guess, because it's been sitting there. Not a problem. It's totally fine. Okay? Wow. So that's the Chiddush. It's also Rosh Hashanah. There's a Havina to say that. It'd be usher to do because you're having the potato sit there for a very long period of time. And he says Mutter. So again, Mordechai says, this is the source for Bishul HaBishul. Tosfot Rosh says, no, you don't need a source. It's so obvious it's Mutter. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Super soaking, super softening. You'd think would be usher. No, it's Mutter. Okay, all this seems to be fine and dandy until the Rambam comes along. Because the Rambam is going to throw a small curveball, which doesn't surprise us. Hamafkia. And a Beit Zabek cup. Okay, so this deals with other forms of cooking. Everything's so integrated. It's just so hard to try and focus on a small area, but I don't want to, really, we just need the last line, the Rambam. We'll read the whole line, we'll read the whole halacha, just because we should. So here we go. Mefkia es ha-beitza be-beged cham. So what do? I take a raw egg, and I put it into hot clothes. I'm not really sure what that means, but I guess you had your clothes out in the sun, and they got really hot.
In your pocket.
I guess you have to live in the Middle East to appreciate this a little more than, you know. But okay, fine.
you always carry around an egg and you left it.
Exactly. Or bechol, or in sand. So by the way, this well, I'll tell you where this comes up. This is what's called tolada de shemesh, that it's not the sun that's heating it up. It's something that was heated by the sun that you're using to heat up. You follow the difference between them? There'll be a big difference in the
seven
two.
Degrees.
Right. Believe it or not, we're machmir by that. Is that funny? That we're more, it's counterintuitive, but we'll get there. We'll explain why that's the case, because that'd be very important when it talks about dude shemesh. What's it called? Water heaters. Solar heaters. Boilers.
Water heaters.
Yeah,
heating the water.
But the sun, right.
It's called Dutchemish.
What? You know what I'm talking about. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Dutchemish.
It's called
Dutchemish,
yeah.
What?
There's no
Dutchemish. Right.
Solar panel.
Yeah, it's much better in Hebrew, right? It's one of those things that are much better in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And you know we don't have those here because it wouldn't work very well.
As
the snow is falling, as
well. Yeah, I'd be showering in ice for half a year.
Right, exactly. Although someone told me, I read somewhere a long time ago, that there's these solar panels north of Eilat, and they told me there's sun there like 96% of the entire year. Like they're able to produce incredible amount of power because like it's never cloudy and it's the most sunny places in the world. So, you know, Florida calls themselves a sunshine state, but you know, to Florida before, they got a lot of rain. I know. So they just say that because it's good for advertising, but I don't think it's actually true. Okay. And again, compared to Toronto, it's a sunshine state. So. The Rambam, let's continue the Rambam. So again, what was that?
That's the threshold.
Yeah, exactly.
Low bar.
Or Montreal. Fine. Like, yeah, so again, what do you do? You're now placing this egg in your warm clothes or in the sand or with dirt. Drachim shehem cham mipnei shemesh. Af api shem mitzlet your putter. Even though it gets roasted, right? Nitzlat is a kobe, like it gets roasted, right? Your pater. By the way, pater means pater aval?
Aser.
Okay? Meaning you don't have to korban, but still aser to do. Why? She tolada chama, ain't a kadoda ish. Because the tolada of chama, isn't that cool? I love this. I love where the Hebrew works. It's a tolada of chama. It's not chama mamish. It's a tolada. It's a derivative of the sun, right? Because you're heating it up in the sand, right? So again, the sun heated the sand, and your egg is in the sand, right? So, right? Sand by itself doesn't do anything, right? Like, sand's not going to do a thing to your egg, okay? Anyway, aval gazra labi pnei tolada to or. It looks like tolada to or. And also using the hot springs of Tveria, all those things are putter, but they're also to do. Fine. Our case. Hamavasha al ha'or. Now you're cooking on the fire. Davar shaya mevushal kol tzarko. Something fully cooked. You're fully cooked potato. You're fully cooked chicken. O davar she'ein o tzarech bishol klal. Something which doesn't need bishol. An apple. Hey. I don't know. I don't want to use the word cucumber. It's a very bad example. Apple. Putter? What does putter mean?
Usser. You'd expect it to be mutter.
It should be mutter! What is going on here, David? Asked a bomb question on the bomb.
It's a typo.
One letter.
Switch the other two.
No, it's a tetra top, yeah.
All
right,
fine.
Forget. Filter. Right? So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Again, what about a Mishnah?
Well,
we have a Mishnah. We have a Tosfot Arosh. I even cheated, and I showed you the Shulchan Aruch early, right, on purpose. I showed you the Ra. I showed you what's with this Rambam. What was that? So again, the Rambam says, fully cooked, Allah or, now, let's go back to Greenberg's opening question. How? Oh, the medium, all of a sudden, look what medium is being used here. The Rambam is saying, not our case of the Mishnah. Remember? What was our case of the Mishnah? Our case was using water, right? Kli Rishon, which... And that is Mutter. But the case that the Rambam says here is not water. The Rambam is using the case of fire. The Rambam holds... It appears reheating cooked food on Shabbos on a fire might be in Isser D'Rabbanan. So again, so the Rambam is a minimalist. The Rambam understands our Mishnah. Kipshuto. Hot water in a cup, not on the fire. Minimalist.
Yeah, but what's enough? What's the difference between having an Ash and the water?
You're not asking about the nothing, you're asking about the opposite, the theoretical difference.
Yeah.
Meaning,
why would you're saying why would one be okay?
I guess because I guess one's a Kli Rishon and one's a Mamash Fire. Right?
What if you hot water? You have to heat water up through fire.
So I guess the difference is that the Rambam says the only case I like is if one heats something up. Use water, for whatever reason, heating up your potato in water to soften it is permissible. Using fire to soften your potato is aser for the Rambam. Well, it's only the Rabbanan. I can't say the Raisa, it's cooked. But still, it's the Rabbanan. Whereas, according to what seems to be Rashi, Mordechai, Tosfot Arosh, the Shulchan Aruch, seems to say that it is mutter lechatchila. That's a big deal.
What's the medium?
Rambam is a minimalist in this Mishnah. Yeah.
What's the medium in the Melachim of Shabbat? Is it fire or was it water? Like in the
no, Mishnah? Fire. They just make some money. They're using fire.
Yeah. So fire is definitely more.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. So that is that's the Rambam. That's a very large. That's a big deal. Okay.
So when we say fire, like we're talking about putting the food right on the fire, as opposed to, I presume you're heating up the water with fire.
So, it
So you're just a step removed from the fire.
So the if you go back for a second, I just realized, do you not have the base of the sun?
Or maybe use the sun, I guess.
Last was. Oh, it's on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Why did I do that? Okay, we'll see the base dressing. I should put the base dressing here. Why did the base dressing go all the way down there? Should I shut up? Mm-hmm. The same. What did I do here? Oh, I know what I did. No, it's a very long. No. I know that's intentional. That's two different things. Okay, this Beis Yosef should have come right after the Rambam, and then that mini headline should have been on the. Whatever. Fine, doesn't matter. Let's. Sorry, what was your question?
The question was, I imagine that when you say putting it like warming it in water, you're saying warming it in water that is being warmed by fire.
So,
like there's a fire under the water.
Okay, so I'll tell you, the language of, take a look at the language, what did we read before? Lachzor l'kli rishon nihis chameim. So the Mordechai says, utar lachzor l'kli rishon nihis chameim. Oh, litno etzel ha'esh. The Mordechai says they're both the same. The Mordechai, it's the exact same thing. Mordechai, your kli rishon, which is a... water. I'll tell you what the issue is. The issue is they don't want you to put on Shabbos. If water is being heated on the fire, they don't want you putting something which is fully cooked even in there, because it might even affect the recooking of the liquid. Right? That's the issue. Whereas as a kli rishon, which is standing on its own, so I literally, let's say here's my boiling pot. I'm taking it off the fire. I'm taking my potato and throwing it in here to soften. I think it's a strong point. But the Mordechai's opening line is, etzel ha'esh. Or I take my, here's my fire, here's my potato, and I'm putting it right here. For the Mordechai, it's the exact same thing. He said the Mishnah is saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Which is mutal chetchila. The Mishnah is saying, the language of Mishnah is mutal chetchila, right? Comes to the Rambam and says, no. I want to be a minimalist, and I, this case, it's a Mishnah. But this case, I disagree. Okay. Now, as you can tell, that's not the halacha. But what is fascinating is that's where the Rambam reads the Mishnah. It's not a bad read of the Mishnah, right? Because to extrapolate, so again, they're holding one is the same. For the Rambam, it's going to be a little bit different. Now, let's. I know why I did this. I see why. I know why I did this. I did this because of the egg latel. And I can't find egg latel. Okay. The egg latel. The egg latel. What?
I probably don't have it.
I couldn't find the egg latel. I saw it referenced somewhere, that's why.
No.
Yeah. So, the egg latel wants to argue that the Rambam here has nothing to do with our cooking case. The egg latel wants to argue that the Rambam in this halacha is dealing with a chazara issue. That he doesn't like chazara because this is chazara to there's fire there. It's a problem of chazara. And he makes a whole chillin, right? At this whole, yet it's very problematic because chazara is dealt with in a different halacha, and that's why I wrote here that it's about chazara, which is very difficult. That is, meaning that the Rambam really holds that this case should be mutter, but the reason why he holds his aser has nothing to do with a cooking issue, has to do with a chazara din rabbanan gzera shema issue. But that's not the pshat of the at all. So the Beis Yosef, and that's who he's what highlights his question. He says, "Aval Rambam katav v'vashol or devar shem v'vusha kotzoko devar she'enot tzarich bisho klal is pater ad kan l'shana umash medivei Rambam tishelo nidbasha kotzoko." And the you'll notice the language of the Rambam as well, and that is the language of the Rambam, which I actually didn't highlight and I meant to. The Rambam says, "What this item that you're putting in either in your hot water thing?" The Rambam says, "This potato has to be 100% fully cooked." So the Rambam is a minimalist. He's the minimalist on our potato, fully cooked. and he's a minimalist in the medium, which is water and only water. Whereas we saw the Mordechai and the Rosh, who says, no, it's the medium, it's just an example. What about what's the status of our potato? Is our potato just Machal Ben Drusai cooked, or is it fully cooked? So the Rambam needs to be fully cooked. What about everybody else? It has to be fully cooked, cold circle. So it appears it does. Right? We saw the language of the Shulchan Aruch, right? It has to be cold circle. Okay? So it appears no one argues on the first part. Everyone agrees that our potato has to be fully cooked. If our potato is only partially cooked, even though it's Machal Ben Drusai, remember, you know, there's, you violate the Issur D'oraisa of cooking, once you hit Machal Ben Drusai. You follow? And yet, you don't get the heter of in Bishoch or Bishoch to finish off that last part. Right? Meaning, you could still be chayav for Bishoch because you brought your item to a third cooked or half cooked, depending on Rashi Rambam. And you don't get the heter of in Bishoch or Bishoch if you want to throw it back into next to the fire or whatever. Because you still are finishing cooking that last half or the last two thirds. And that would still be in Yisud D'oraisa. You don't get to say, what do you mean, in Bishoch or Bishoch? No! You've hit already, you get nailed for Bishoch, and you get nailed for continuing to Mavashal, that item. That's why the only thing you can do is, it has to be fully cooked if you want to then place it on either your water or next to your fire. Fully cooked.
How could you hold both? Like,
yeah, right. Because at the end of the day, I'll tell you why. Because it's edible here, but it's fully edible there, meaning, You're think about it for a second. Your potato now has went from raw to edible, and now it's being fully edible. So I guess you're cooking that last half, the last two thirds. That's the only way to look at it, right? So you're right. You get nailed on. You get nailed both ways. As a you cooked a little bit, D'oraisa. You're continuing to cook. You don't get the heter of Bishoch or Bishoch. It's still considered Bishoch D'oraisa. Which you're right, it is a little bit counterintuitive, so I think you have to understand it, that no, you're still, your item is still two-thirds uncooked, half uncooked. So you're still cooking. So you only get the heter of Bishoch or Bishoch when it's 100% cooked. And meat would be a great example. Meat is really interesting because it really is cooked. It's edible already, so that could go back to what we're talking about as, is there cooking with an apple? So that would depend. If you hold that it's an issur d'oraisa to cook an apple, even though it's edible raw, then mistame, it might be an issur d'oraisa to continue cooking your meat. If you hold that it's not d'oraisa to cook.
If you use an apple that's raw, consider it like, if we say bishul, like the whole point of bishul is to make something edible. So it's saying it starts off edible.
Well, careful. No, not necessarily. Remember, be careful. I can cook metal. I can cook pegs. I can cook. Because all of those, you're right, you have to hold yourself back. It's about heat. It's not about edible.
But the heating those things up is considered D'oraisa. Special?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is it considered
you were here last week, right? Yeah, that was last week. Yeah, Mamish taking a yated, we saw it, the Gemara, taking a yated, a peg, throwing it, and either way, either making it softer or harder, D'oraisa, bishul. Nothing to do with food.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you take something raw that you can be edible. Eaten right away if you cook it the first side of the
like an apple.
Yeah.
So again, it could be cooking apples in D'oraisa. Yeah. Right? That's why, right? So remember what I started off the show with, right? A summary. So who was it? It's the Shartzion holds that even Minatora, cooking food which is edible, even in its raw state, is an Issur D'oraisa. It's only the Prima Gadim that holds that it's not. And it appears we don't hold the Prima Gadim, or the Shar Tzion, or the Mishnah Berurah, so for Machmer, for the Shita, said D'oraisa. Yeah, I know, it's very counterintuitive. Yeah, the Prima Gadim gives you a big head there. He holds, I mean, doesn't mean you're allowed to cook apples on Shabbos, but once you're on with the Rabbanan, so there's a lot more room to play with. Okay, I thought we'd get to more. We didn't. That's fine. Here's the show. We'll continue the second half next week. It's already 35 to 5 to 11, and that's a good place to stop. Okay.